Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Hello, this is Brent Bell, head of school at Darlington, and welcome to Conversations by the Lakeside, a series on the Darlington Podcast. Really excited about today's episode, and today I am thrilled to be joined by Sophie Strickland, class of 2026, and Randy Kim, class of 2027, who are two members of the International Podcast iPeriod. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing good. Morning.
Great. Well, why don't you all take a couple minutes to introduce yourselves to our listeners? Sophie, why don't you start first, and then Randy, you follow her. So.
Sure. So I'm Sophie Strickland. I'm class of 2026. Graduation's coming up. I play tennis for the team. I cheer for basketball. I do dance outside of school. And I just love being involved in the community. Randy and I sort of started the International Podcast, and our goal is to bring the community together. So I'll let Randy introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Randy Kim. I'm from South Korea, and I'm a boarding student here in Moser. So I love playing tennis, and I'm really passionate about playing tennis. We're going to have our semifinals soon, so I'm really interested in winning and actually getting the state champion this year.
Tell us a little bit more about the International Podcast. What is the... Remember, so, you know, obviously everybody doesn't know everything about what goes on at Darlington that listens to the podcast. So tell us a little bit about how the International Podcast iPeriod came about.
So I am one of the co-presidents for the Spanish Club, and this sort of stemmed from the Spanish Club. We wanted to do something that obviously began with sort of like the Spanish community in mind. But part of that is also the dorm community and the local community. And we wanted a way to be able to like branch out and let people's voices be heard and just, you know, really like express our love for the community. So that's sort of how the podcast came to be. We started later this year, but we're hoping to continue it further next year. I think it's in good hands.
And Randy, we've done a podcast already. Tell us a little bit about what we talked about on our last episode of the International Podcast.
So last time compared to right now, we had like 5-6 different people from different countries, and it was like 2 boarding people, 4 daily people. And I think since we had different students asking different questions and we had different perspectives of different events, I think it was really interesting to interact with Mr. Bell and talk about different topics, different ideas together. So I really enjoyed it. It was really interesting.
Great. Great. When you guys have mentioned some of the highlights and certainly some of the upcoming sort of major events of the school year, graduation in particular, Saturday, May the 16th. Sophie, I know our listeners will want to know, where are you heading after Darlington?
I'm going to Georgia Tech.
All right. Go Jackets. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. And Randy, are you going home this summer? What does the summer look like for you?
Yes, I'm going back summer to get ready for my college applications, and I'm going to be playing tennis a lot because I'm aiming to play singles 1 next year, but okay. 1 for Darlington, so I'll try my best to win next year.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it. So, Mr. Bell, what would you say defines this school year, especially with your perspective being the headmaster?
Sure. Great question. I think that there's a lot that defines every school year for me, and it comes a lot of it is just sort of simple stories about, you know, individual students and their growth and development. But I would say, if we're being honest, this year is definitely defined by Toddle.
Yes.
We love it.
The arrival of Toddle. There is a little, everybody is either likes it or doesn't like it, right? There's very little apathy about Toddle, the new learning management system. And I think that I have loved the school spirit and the support that the students have had for each other. Usually that starts really with the bleacher creatures at the football games. But I felt like it carried over into sort of some of the signature events of the year. In particular, the winter musical, Hadestown, which is always a highlight here. And I think for me, Hadestown is particularly interesting because our production here will always be the first time I've ever seen that play.
Right.
And that's not often the case, right, with those big musical productions.
Of course.
So it'll be fun to always compare, maybe even a professional, right, to how incredible our cast and crew were in the production this year. Obviously, personally and professionally, winning the state basketball championship was an amazing experience. You know, my son's on the team, so I was really close to all of those players. The championship game was over spring break, so we had five of them staying at our house, like in the lead up to it. So that was really cool, getting them, you know, fed and ready for the trip to Macon. So that was incredible. But there's been so many other athletic successes as well across a variety of sports in all the different seasons. So, but certainly you have to speak on a state championship because it's so such a significant accomplishment. But you know, I think our teachers have been amazing. I think the classroom experience remains very positive, rigorous. Experience for our students, and so I always love to see that. Senior Ventures in particular, a great relatively new program here that's always a highlight. I think it builds it's built out of initiatives like you all are have right now with this podcast. So that makes me happy and excited and pleased and proud of the school year. But you know, we did. Students did great on their AP exams. You know, we've got recognition in that regard externally. And obviously all of those kind of things kind of really sort of tie together to make it feel like it's been a very positive and productive school year.
Absolutely. And just a few things came to mind while you were talking. I think volleyball, we've had a lot of really standout players from that. The yearbook, it's the 100th edition of that, and the little tribute at the end to, you know, the Jabberwock and everything that they like involved there. I think are two other highlights. Again, Rumpus is always going to be a highlight, but I feel like this year especially, the Neville sweep I think will be remembered for good or for worse. Who's to say?
Right.
I think it depends on the person there, but from August to May, I think it's easy to say that this has been a very, you know, successful, well-rounded school year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like allowed a lot of people to flourish that may have not have before. And I think the freshman class that has come in has been a really good class, and the senior class that is leaving is a really good class, and you know, the sophomores and the juniors, like I feel like it's a very well-rounded environment. We've got people doing horseback through the school.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got, you know, a student mentioned wrestling, even though it's small, it was a highlight for them. So I think there's a lot of things in our community to be proud of, from the dorm community to the day community, from the athletics to the arts. But yeah, you touched on a lot of really, really special moments.
And I think what makes it cool for me is the way you all can articulate those things,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, that's a really, you know, special aspect of it too. And then that, you know, fosters more, you know, thoughts in everyone's minds about all the different things that have occurred, and that's a lot of fun. What about you, Randy? Other highlights and thoughts on your mind?
I mean, as a dorm student, I think this year went much more faster than we expected.
Mm.
Like, yesterday we were talking about it during midnight, and we were like, this year was much faster than last year. And I think since we got new freshmen, new people that came here, new soccer academy kids, and lots
mm-hmm.
of Spanish-speaking people here, I think it really helped us to get a better cultural identity together. I think we could actually get to know different people from Mexico, from the Dominican Republic,
mm-hmm.
and from Spain. Since we had more Spanish-speaking people, for me, I think my Spanish got much more better because I could practice it with them and I could talk with them. And not only that, but I think we also got really good and really nice freshmen that made the dorm life much more
mm-hmm.
engaging and much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate this year, and I think it was really fun being a Darlington student here as a junior this year.
Good.
It was a great experience.
And what house are you in, Randy?
I'm in Moser.
Okay.
I mean, we were really mad when Neville swept everything. But I mean, it was fun. Like this year, I think the Rumpus was much more exciting. Everyone was much more loud than last year. And I think the dances, I loved it this year. It was
yeah,
amazing.
The lip sync was amazing.
It was amazing to see it. So I think it was really good looking at the Rumpus and having fun together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Sophie, what house are you in?
I'm a register.
Okay.
Yes,
excellent. was interesting, you know, in sort of the arc of time and all of that sort of thing. So I've been here for 12 years, and Cooper won Rumpus for the first time that I've been since I've been here last year, and then Neville had never won since I've been here either, and they won this year. So I kind of like that, you know, everybody, it feels like now everybody's won.
Right.
Like in my time here, which is obviously a lot, it's been longer than you know, the 4 years of high school or this one particular year. So I appreciate that. So, Sophie, one of the things that's always kind of a highlight and a little bit stressful at the same time for any senior at Darlington is the college process.
Yes.
How do you feel like that went for you and for your class in general? Any thoughts on the college process for the class of 2026?
I'll say it is certainly a stressful process. However, the way that Darlington begins the process in junior year really set me up. Because by the time like the true applications were starting, all I had to worry about was my essay. And that I got lucky with. It just sort of came to me in a day. And then I just revised it until I felt like it was good to go.
Personally, as a junior, I think the college advisors are actually helping us a lot, because although we're not even seniors right now, we're meeting every week. We're trying to talk about our essays, our activities, our recommendations. So I think that's really helping us to get ready for senior, because we're already going to be busy for getting our good A's and A pluses. But I think since we're doing work since junior, I think that's actually helping us to get more time and to think about the process of applying to colleges. Yeah.
Good, good. Let's give maybe our listeners a little preview. It's always a highlight. It's not quite here yet, but I think you all both participated in the physics boat race.
Oh, yes.
We did.
It's been a while.
Any memories of the physics boat race, which is tomorrow on our recording date?
Yes.
And obviously, maybe this episode will be out by then, maybe not. But and on our calendar, as we're sitting here today, any memories of the physics boat race?
I mean, it was great. Because, like, it was really fun because everyone's watching and you need to cross with the boat. And I think since we were divided in like four people, I think, four students per group, I think it was really good. It was really fun cheering them and actually seeing them. Some boats sinking, some boats actually winning the race. It's really fun. I think it was really engaging for me personally. As a
How'd your boat do?
Didn't do good.
How'd your boat do, Sophie?
I think it did all right. Yeah, I mean, we didn't win, but it could have gone a lot worse.
Did y'all make it across?
I wasn't in the boat.
Okay.
Honestly, that day was like a blur. That was low-key stressful, but I think we did.
I thought your boat did well. I don't know why I have that recollection, but
no,
I was thinking
you guys
had a good boat there. So
yeah. had a good crew.
go ahead.
It'd be fun watching those boarding people that came here actually crossing and actually getting sank down here on the river. I think it'll be really fun to watch.
It's always a great day. It's always it's a fun time, especially for those who are just spectators.
Yeah.
And not having to worry if their boat's going to sink or not. So we record these podcasts in my office, which also is the head of school's art gallery. So we're surrounded by student art, always a highlight of the year, the visual arts program. Extra highlight actually for me that I just thought of and thinking about that is the faculty art show. Have you guys checked out the faculty art show in Zelle yet?
Yeah, I did. I did.
No, I had an exam when that was, so I have not had a chance to yet.
The first thing I saw there was Mr. Hamill's actual sculptures that he made and he drew.
Mm-hmm.
It was really impressive when I saw that, because every time as a boarding student, when we go up there, we saw him making something and drawing something. We had no idea what he was doing, but after seeing his works, it was actually great.
Yeah.
I did not even know until I saw Mr. Hamill there labeled. So it was like really interesting. It was really like a cool experience seeing like Mr. Hamill made those artworks. So it was really... It was fun, yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of hidden talent in the school when it comes to the arts. Like, I know, I think it was a painting that, like, Nevaeh had done. Sorry to name drop, but... I had no idea that she could paint like that. Like, so, you know, just a little shameless plug. If you're an artist, the Inkslinger would love to see your work. So, just keep that in mind. But I think that is one thing that, like... It's nice that we have exhibitions like that because it really gives people a chance to shine that otherwise you would have no idea. Like, I've been looking around while we've been recording, and like it's very impressive. And it's really cool that, and y'all can't see me pointing, but on the wall there's a map and it's got pins of where everyone is from, that, you know, attends the school, and seeing that surrounded by like the work of the students, it's really special.
Any other highlights from the arts from y'all's perspective? Things that you can think about or memories that you have?
For me, since we have photography class, I think Mr. Pender kind of made us to actually apply for like a competition for photography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't win anything, but some people that were actually passionate about taking pictures and actually were into photography, some of them got awards during the ceremony. So I think that was really cool because we just started photography once,
mm-hmm.
so we did not know anything about taking pictures. But after Mr. Pender teaching us and having experience taking pictures during class, I think they really improved a lot. So seeing them getting an award and actually winning that competition was pretty like unique and was pretty impressive. Seeing my friends taking pictures and winning awards. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
The Inkslinger and the Jabberwock always are very highly recognized. I can't really speak on this year's Inkslinger because it's not out yet, but last year's Inkslinger was very well received, won a lot of awards, and for like a personal thing, like I've been able to like express like, you know, my artistic interests through like poetry and
mm-hmm.
like share that there. But I know, again, a lot of students have submitted like incredible works of art and photography and writing. And then I know a lot of people that are involved in theater, and I think this year's theater productions have been very successful as well. Very emotionally engaging, very, like, the stories are very powerful, and it's been really fun being able to see, like, my friends and my peers, like, shine, truly shine on stage. So I think the arts have been successful, and I know that we've had students be selected, I'm struggling to get the name, but was it Will Bowerman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking
All-state
about.
All-state band.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe even more than that. Yeah, even,
yes.
Yeah.
So, and just like
honor band sort of
yes.
opportunities, yeah.
So things like that, and just like the productions in general have been very, very good this year. The choir, the singing rams, the Valentine's
mm-hmm.
singing rams, that
mm-hmm.
was another annual highlight.
Absolutely.
Those are very good. So.
Yeah. One of the wishes that we have here certainly is an auditorium on campus.
Mm-hmm.
But a highlight at the same time is also the joint instrumental music concert in the spring where the middle school orchestra and the upper school orchestra, the middle school band and the upper school band all perform at the city auditorium.
Absolutely.
And that's always a fun evening to see the different levels and stuff and everybody all in the same place. And Mr. Harvey did a great tribute to his seniors at the concert, which was
yes.
really, really meaningful. That was a great, great opportunity for all of them. So, so as we wrap up, obviously we've talked a lot about some different highlights over the course of the year. Maybe a lot of them in the extracurricular life of the school, but maybe you guys are both outstanding students here in your academic classwork. So how about some academic highlights? Maybe share with us a favorite class or a class that you felt like this year that you guys took that really engaged you,
mm-hmm.
And any other sort of thoughts about academic life at the school to finish us up.
So for me, my favorite class, of course, was post-AP Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really special class this year, typically, because we only have 4 people in the class, and I'm the only male there in the class. So I think it was really fun because it's basically a class that makes you watch movies in Spanish and need to have conversations and write about those movies. Since we were focusing more on movies, we could interact with each other, talk more, rather than just writing and practicing grammar, which is kind of boring for me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually watching movies and talking in Spanish not only helped me speak better in Spanish, but I also got better in writing and actually talking with different people. So I think I really appreciate and really loved post-AP this year. I'm not sure if we're going to have the same class next year,
mm-hmm.
but that was my favorite part
mm-hmm.
of Darlington this year.
Good.
I'd have to say either AP Environmental Science or AP Literature. For AP Literature, it's just a lot of, again, like the conversational, like a lot of the analysis of writing and poetry, you know, going into like the theoreticals. I really enjoyed that. And then for AP Environmental Science, it's one of those classes where like sometimes it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then sometimes it's like, you really have to think about it, but it's always super engaging. And both of those teachers are really great. For AP Environmental Science specifically, we went to the local sewage treatment plant, which wasn't as terrible as I was anticipating. But it was really cool, like being able to see that and how that works, like in real time, in real life, literally like just a few miles down from the school.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say those classes were highlights for me.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you guys. This has been a fun conversation. I've really enjoyed it. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, we've talked about a lot of great things and really only sort of hit the tip of the iceberg, as they say, in terms of all the great things that have happened this year. So really grateful to you all for the International Podcast I period and for asking to co-host, if you will, and just facilitate this conversation today. It's been a lot of fun, so thank you guys for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're glad that you tuned into this episode of Conversations by the Lakeside on the Darlington Podcast. Tune in, subscribe, and ask us questions or give us ideas about what's next for the podcast. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. Go Tigers!
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.